Do you know what it costs you to be arrogant and not having your deadlines finished or achieving your business goal? Do you know that it is you actually who creates the infallible bonding inside the team if you are a leader? So you are a leader if you help the bonding, the team bonding to be intact, the cohesiveness is there, right? So even if you are not the, that is what I say, the leader is not always the boss or the manager. He is the one who actually takes charge of the situation and does what is required, right? And it is not because of his responsibility, this is because what is required. So the 8th step I'll be telling you, with which you can become a leader no matter which stage you are, which designation you are, you will always be the leader. You will be known as the person who is in charge. So I was just an assistant manager in Meghalaya in 2008 to 2010, and something bad happened and my signature was not there. I was sidelined during that period. Something bad happened and then people, the audit people came and they were inquiring and they found that I could have done the difference. So he asked me, you were in charge, you could have rectified this. I said I was not in charge. I was not even the signatory authority. So I didn't have any power to make a difference, so I didn't do. So I realized afterwards, what is that makes a leader a leader? Even if you are, I was like say the vice president was the in charge of that space and I was just an assistant manager. Just that I knew everything, every situation, every circumstances, every person. And so the same you can apply at your space. If, of course, you have the humility. How humility comes in your character is, there are 8 steps. I am Sangeeta, I am a leadership growth mentor, and I have trained so far 18,000 people. And if you like this video, then please subscribe to the channel if you want. And if you are watching it live, then write hashtag live. And if you are watching the replay, then please write hashtag replay. So here are the 8 steps that you have. The first one is admitting mistakes. So if you have created some mistake, if you are the leader, whether you have done the mistake or not, you have to admit that you have done some mistake because you are in charge. And everybody expects an explanation from you, not from the team member. And if you are not the leader, then also you can be proactive and take the responsibility of something wrong that has happened. Because you are part of the team, you owe an explanation to the person who is asking you a question. Of course you are responsible as a team member. So if you own the responsibility, you are the leader, right? And it shows your humility. And you, of course, say you another team member who has actually done that mistake, some embarrassment. So that is how you will have extremely good bonding with that person whom you have saved. Taking responsibility for a mistake that you haven't committed is not easy, but once it is taken, it shows courage, right? So that is number one. Number two is listens to understand. You should be the last one to speak. In that way, you will know what everybody has to say, and then you have sufficient knowledge to give your opinion about. You will also see new perspectives of what other people are thinking. Those will be in addition to your insights. So that way you become wiser by speaking last and also summarize the entire thing. The entire other members also will be feeling that they have been heard. So that is the second thing we can do. The third is give space. So you have the authority of asking people something. You can charge, you can designate them, you can direct them into some discipline, but the other person requires some space to innovate, to do the mistake, to have, they expect flexibility if they have to work in full hearted commitment, if they want to work with full hearted commitment. So if you haven't given those persons space, then there will always be fear if you are the leader, and the other person will not bother after some time to do his best, right? So giving space is like humility, and of course you will be there to support them in case of any eventuality. The fourth is to have an open mind. Always have an open mind is always good, because there is nothing black, nothing white. There is something gray also about everything. So have an open mind about that. The fifth thing is embraces differences. If you have a team, you are leading a team, you are part of a team, you can't expect that everybody says the same thing. People will have difference of opinion, and those might be good because those are different perspectives which you haven't thought before. So those are not differences, but those are warnings, pre-warnings of being amply prepared for any eventuality. Always there will be, in projects, in work, there will be some unforeseen incidences, and you should be prepared for those, otherwise you will be stuck, right? So embrace differences when it happens, and when the unforeseen thing has not yet happened, that time accept that there are differences. Some people will be able to see what is coming, right? So allow those people to speak out. Allow idea to emerge. Of course, if you allow people to speak out, different ideas will come up which are not necessarily your ideas, not even supplementary to your ideas. Those will be completely different, coming from a completely different perspective. Allow them. The seventh one is demonstrate patience. Some people will not understand your viewpoint, why you have done that. The other day, yesterday or day before, I had posted one small reel in Instagram. Somebody watched it and he said, I couldn't understand what you were selling and why people should buy. From a reel, how can you understand what I am doing? Is it possible? There are very exceptionally good people who can see what they are selling. Even then, it is very difficult in a 60 seconds reel to tell what is that. The objective of a reel is to trigger a question inside you, trigger a new perspective in you, rather than explaining something. So people don't understand something, but I got that idea, that I'll be more specific. No, that has been the feedback to me, that I should be able to say in few words. So that is something I'll try to figure out how to do that. But till I do that, I'll be explaining things. So I accept myself. And always it is the understatement about taking ownership. The entire thing, nothing is beyond your control. You take ownership, that is taking responsibility, and then you will find solution. If you don't take responsibility, there will be no situation, no perspective, no circumstances where the solution can be found out. So give yourself that space, that idea, that perspective, that humility as a leader to progress, inching forward, never to get stuck. So these are the eight things wherein you convey humility and thereby be instrumental in forming a very strong bonding within the team. So if you like this video, then please comment below as to what has been your takeaway. And if you like this, then please subscribe to the channel and also join my webinar, which happens on Wednesday and Sundays at 7:30. If you ask me, DM me, then I'll give the link. Thank you for watching.